Well, first, let me just say again what a joy it is for me to be here with you today at St. Paul's in Cobden. Some of you may know I grew up in a small congregation. I didn't grow up in a big church. I grew up in a small church family, a little church called St. Thomas's Silver Creek over in West Quebec. And like St. Patrick's this morning, there was no running water, just electricity to heat and light the building. And we used to joke there were 12 people and 12 pews, and that was just good enough. And so as much as I love being in Pembroke and I love being at Holy Trinity, it is such a gift to my soul to get to come and be with a smaller congregation on a Sunday morning. So thank you so much for that gift to me this day. This morning I'd like to tell you a story. This morning the Word of God takes us to the city of Jericho and to a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is spending his time this day, as he often does, sitting at the side of the road. He's just listening to the crowds and the traffic as they pass him by. Most people just ignore him. He's just a blind beggar, after all, just sitting on the side of the road, all covered in dirt and muck and with rags for clothing. Occasionally, a kind soul throws him a cheap coin, throws him a denarius or two that he can use to buy a slice of bread. But most people just avoid him. They avoid him altogether. Most people just cross to the other side of the road so that they won't have to deal with him. Maybe they're afraid that he's going to shout at them or harass them or get angry with them. Maybe they feel bad that they have no money to give him, or maybe they just don't want to experience that smell. You know that smell of somebody who hasn't washed for days and days on end. Every once in a while, the loneliness gets to him. It gets to Bartimaeus. But more often than not, he is just content to be. Just content to live out his day, sitting at the side of the road, 1 minute at a time, listening. This morning, the Word of God also takes us to the village of Cobden and to the city of Pembroke. To the city of Pembroke and to three people who are street involved, named Matthew, Alice, and John. And Matthew, Alice, and John are spending their time this day, as they often do, sitting on the side of the road outside the Grind Cafe, just listening to the crowds and the traffic as they pass them by. Most people just ignore them. They are street involved, or street people after all, just sitting on the side of the road, all covered in dirt and muck, and with hand-me-downs for clothing. Occasionally, a kind soul will throw them a cheap coin, throw them a loonie or a toonie so they can go and buy a cup of coffee at Tim Hortons. But most people just avoid them altogether. Most people just cross to the other side of the road so that they won't have to deal with them. Maybe they're afraid that Matthew, Alice, and John are going to shout at them or harass them or get angry with them. Maybe they feel bad that they have no money to give, or maybe they just don't want to experience their smell. You know that smell of people who haven't washed for days and days on end. Every once in a while, the loneliness gets to them. It gets to Matthew and Alice and John. But more often than not, they are just content to be. Just content to sit on the side of the road outside the Grind Cafe in Pembroke and live out this day 1 minute at a time, listening. This morning, the living Word of God walks into the city of Jericho. The living Word of God, the living, breathing Word of God, walks right into the middle of the city of Jericho and right past a blind beggar sitting on the side of the road named Bartimaeus. And most people don't even see this living Word. Most people don't even see this Holy One, this man of God, as he and his disciples walk right in front of them. His footsteps are so soft, and his voice is so strong, yet gentle. Most people just keep going about their day, not even aware that the one who will usher in a new heaven and a new earth is standing right there in front of them. If only they had eyes to see. But then, without fail, a voice calls out from the curb, from the side of the road. "Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me," it cries. "Would you just shut up, you old fool?" voices shout back. "Go back to your stupid begging," they say. "Go back to sitting in your own filth and go back to being invisible." But that voice that's coming from the curb will not be silenced. That voice will not be silenced because its owner has been sitting there, sitting on the side of the road, listening. And he has heard those graceful footsteps. He has heard that other voice, that voice so strong yet gentle. And he knows he is in the presence of royalty. "Son of David," he cries, "have mercy on me." He refuses to be ignored. He refuses to be invisible. "Call him here," the voice answers. So the people grab him by the arms and they say, get up, take heart, he is calling you." But he doesn't need their help. This day he does not need their charity nor their pity. With every ounce of strength in his body, Bartimaeus throws off his rags and springs up like a waterspout, springs up like a gush of living water from the earth, and he makes his way to Jesus. And Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man says, "Teacher, let me see again." And Jesus says to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regains his sight and follows Jesus along the way. Now this morning, the living, breathing Word of God is also walking into the city of Pembroke. The living, breathing Word of God is walking into the city of Pembroke, and it's walking into the town of Cobden, and he is walking into Stafford and Beechburg too. And he walks right by three street-involved people sitting on the curb named Matthew, Alice, and John. And most people this morning won't even see him. Most people this morning won't even see this Holy One and his disciples who are walking in our midst. His footsteps are so soft, and his voice is so strong yet gentle. Most people this Sunday will just keep going about their day, not even aware that the one who will usher in a new heaven and a new earth is standing right here, right now, right here in front of us. If only we had eyes to see him. But then, without fail, we hear voices crying out from the curb. "Jesus, Son of God," they cry, "have mercy on us." "Oh, would you just shut up?" voices cry back. "Go back to your stupid begging," they say. "Go back to sitting in your own filth. Go back to wasting our tax dollars, being an addict or a druggie or a person who I don't want to deal with. Go back to being invisible." But those voices coming up from the curb will not be silenced this day. Those voices will not be silenced because Matthew and Alice and John and so many people like them have been sitting there faithfully at the side of the road, listening. And they have heard those graceful footsteps. And they have heard that other voice, so strong yet so gentle. And they know that they are in the presence of royalty this day. "Son of David, have mercy on us," they cry. And they refuse to be ignored. They refuse to be invisible. Just as he did so long ago, just as he did on those crowded streets in Jericho, the voice of the Holy One answers back. "Call them here," it says. And so we go with them. We go with them as they seek out that voice so strong and so gentle. And it asks us a question. That voice from so long ago asks us a question here in Cobden this day and here in Pembroke in this day. It It's a question that I pray that we as the living, breathing body of Christ will have on our lips in the weeks and months ahead as we move forward as a new parish family. And the question is this: what do you want me to do for you? Now take note, it's not, here's what I'm going to do for you. It's not, here's a handout, or here's a new program, or here's a free jacket, or here's a free cup of coffee. It's none of those things. The voice this morning asks a completely open-ended question. A question that affords the persons being asked the dignity of responding, the dignity of stating their own needs, the dignity of claiming their own voices as children of God. What do you want me to do for you? The Son of Man asks of all of us this day. Let me have a home, one voice might say back. Let me have a place where I don't need to surf from couch to couch to couch every week, another voice might say. Let me have a space where I can build relationships and make friends and develop skills and get a job. Let me have a place where I can get my life together, where I can confront my addictions and my illnesses and get healthier, and finally be allowed to spend some time with my kids. And in the name of Jesus Christ, as God's living, breathing, resurrected body ministering in this valley, I pray that God will give us the capacity this week to respond to those kinds of requests with the same words as Jesus. Namely, welcome. Welcome to the family. Your faith has made you well. Welcome maybe to a new diocesan community ministry working right here in the valley. Welcome to a Center 454 or a Cornerstone or a Well, not based in Ottawa, as good and as holy as that is, but based right here, addressing the needs of people here at home because they are there. Welcome to a community ministry working in Pembroke or Cobden or Eganville or Petawawa or all of the above. Welcome to a community that makes space for you, regardless if you are blind or if you are street involved or if you are addicted, or if you've been pushed to the margins of society by everyone else. May the same Holy Spirit that brought us together this past Tuesday night in Pembroke, the same Holy Spirit that brought us together with our primate for a night of celebration, help us also to move outside of those doors. Give us the courage to move outside of those doors and see the needs that are around us. And like Bartimaeus, to listen. To faithfully listen and then to respond. To respond by pouring out our hearts the way Christ pours out his heart for us each and every week in that cup. May we be given the grace of God to be Christ's healing hands and heart in this parish of the valley. May we see the needs around us, not far away, but right at home. And may we respond with tenderness and compassion. May we see the face of Jesus in the faces of the most vulnerable. May we have our hearts opened to new ideas and new possibilities. And above all else, may our eyes be made to see. Amen.